All right, we're back here for another week of Turning Red with Denny and Regina. And as you can see, Regina is not in studio. Regina has a lot more hair than that and much better looking, I can assure you. So I've got some co-hosts sitting with me today and a co-host slash guest. I guess, Gino, after you're a guest once and then you come back, you're kind of co-host status.
Oh, good. So, I'm like a boss almost. So it's great.
So for today, you're standing. And unfortunately, Regina couldn't be with us today. It's that politic time of year. Things have started. Yep. Yard signs are out. She was delivering signs different places today. Jim Renacci signs. I'll throw that out there. She's working with Jim Renacci and Josh Mandel. And she's working hard getting us great guests for future weeks. She gave me a little teaser of what we have next week and the week after. And I think our guests are going to be really, really surprised. So, well, Regina's doing what she does best, and that's out there. Bringing them in.
She sure does go out there.
She's all over the place. She's all over the place. And I went to a thing the other day in Summit County, and she was there, and it was like she was in her home county there. She knew so many people there, Mahoney County, Trumbull County. She gets around an awful lot with her politics and stuff, and that's good for the candidates she's with. And absolutely. I've been fortunate in that sense with my own campaign. So she'll be missed. So, Regina, I know she's probably listening. She's probably driving right now. And
everybody wave.
Yeah, everybody.
Regina, I was on time.
Everybody give the wave to her. She's out there, but she will be back in studio next week. She's hated to miss today. First time. But anyway, what we have today, we've got a special guest in studio, and this was a guy I kind of met, like when I met you, Gino, and like when I met Regina. I was one of them blue guys wandering around aimlessly without basically any goal or motivation or anything when it comes to politics. Mm-hmm. And I stumbled upon the Republican Party, first in Mahoney County, actually. And that's where I met you guys. And our special guest here today is Anthony Bookman. Yep. And Anthony, you are a candidate right now for Boardman School Board.
Correct.
And you are a officer, founder, slash manager, overseer of the Cigar Club? The
McKinley Cigar Club. So Tom and a few others, Don Manning, started this about 5 or 6 years ago.
Right.
And I got voted in as president.
I think Tom had this as a brainchild since he was young.
Like, back in 92, he originally started the Mahoning Valley Cigar Club.
Okay.
And over the years, you know, ups, downs, whatever. But last year we didn't do much because of COVID. This year we had our first meeting, and there's five of us on the board now, and we got events every month.
And that is kind of like a support group for the Republican Party in Mahoning County.
What it first started out to be was it would give to like when Damian DeGenova ran for judge, that was designed to help him financially. Now we've kind of kept it the same, but switched gears. And once we raise enough money, we're going to give it to local candidates.
Fantastic. I've been to a few of your events and they're top notch. You're bringing a speaker, you got some cigars.
Yep.
Good eats, good fellowship, a lot of good people. It's kind of a who's who.
Yeah, you know, rally. On August 7th, I think you're going to be out of town, August 7th. Mm-hmm. You'll probably be there. Over at Tom McKay's
house. I will be back. I'll be coming back for that.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, awesome. I have Jurassic Weekend, the Jurassic Classic down in Cambridge.
Okay.
It's a drawing with 10,000 people. They give away millions of dollars worth of prizes.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the largest conservation fundraiser in the country, as far as I know. Mm-hmm. They bring in big national country acts Friday and Saturday night. But I'll be there Friday and Saturday, and then I'll be back in time for your big doings out there. Because I heard walleye's on the menu and
good eats.
So
we're actually going up Friday morning, 12 of us. We got two boats, six a boat, and we're going to limit out and get it all done up, filleted. And then Saturday at 5, we're going to get it started.
Well, if you got 12 guys going up on Erie, somebody better have their video ready on their phone, because there'll be some chummers out of 12. Yeah. I predict there'll be two chummers, maybe three. Yeah. So you have to get that on video. Always good to hang over somebody's head down the road.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, hopefully you got good weather and you have some good fish. And it's Lake Erie right now is better than it's ever been. So you will limit out as long as you can get on the
water. We've talked to numerous people and they're like, we're going up there at 6, probably get on 7 o'clock or whatever.
You know who you're going with yet?
Yeah. Well, there's quite a few. Tom, Kevin.
No, I mean, charter captain wise.
No, it's through, Chad Westfall is his name. He's an officer in the cigar club, and he's also, He was on the Trump campaign for the last year or so. He talked to a buddy and they set it up and it's all good. So
fantastic.
All we got to do is reel
it's
it
blessed.
Out.
It's absolutely blessed. It's all really.
That's what it comes down to. I was up on here a few
We're
times.
Doing a pig
put
too.
Out the planer boards. That's yeah. how you catch them.
Yeah.
Yep.
After a while, it was, who's going to reel it in? It was all excited at the yeah. beginning. You know
in the
mean?
Beginning.
I'm going, then after a while, I was like,
then after you reel
it in, you get that one. That was yours.
It's
yeah.
like, where's the young guy? Yeah, you can reel this one in.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah. Especially if you get a big one already. Yep. You know, then you can let the other guys do it.
And I'll post the flyer that we have. What we want to do is do tickets beforehand. I'm sure people come and pay it, you know,
sure.
that day. But
and that's a big doing. So, I mean, yeah. that's out of the farm. That is,
yeah,
that's 100 people. That's not just
that's
know,
what we're pushing for. 100 people, $100 a ticket. It'll half of that will go towards paying everything back.
Right.
And then the other half will set it up for all the local candidates.
Right.
Robert Santos, myself. Who else is running?
Well, heck, there's a full slate in 2022 is going to happen. 2022, so put money in a war chest is
yeah.
always good.
Yeah, so when we're going to do that every year. So even next August or so, we're going to have another fish fry. So every year sure. we'll do that. Now, in September, we're getting Candace Owens, so we're not going to have any event in September. October, we're going to have we are going to have Mike Wojcik and Frank LaRose.
Okay.
So they'll be in for October's event. Now, nothing in November, and then probably first or second week in December, we're going to have a big old Christmas party for everybody.
Perfect.
So
lots going on. You guys got to,
yeah,
you guys
got to keep pushing.
You know, Mahoning County, they're the leaders
you know,
of the state when it comes to right. fun in the park.
Up at Summit for a Don Jr. the other day, I was up there looking around Cotton Head and saying, okay, I think we got it. We got to top that for Candace Owens.
Yeah. There were a good thousand people
yeah.
there.
Oh, it was full. It was
well, and what we're talking about is Donald Trump Jr. Yep. Attended the Lincoln Day dinner in Summit mm-hmm. County.
Yep.
And I went, a friend of mine, Doug DeHarpart, is running for city council in Norton. He's mm-hmm. one of my whitetail guys. And actually there's three new guys running for council, been inspired by the Trump campaign
mm-hmm.
and they're running for council in Norton. And so they invited me and Gino, you were a guest of Jim Renacci,
yep.
As was, I believe Regina was a guest of probably seven people there. Yeah. That day. But
At least.
And I think she greeted people at the door. She shook everybody's hand.
I kept trying to get to her. She's always taking pictures. I don't want to interrupt anybody getting a picture. Couldn't talk to her half the time.
There's a long of the line to get a picture with her as there was with Donald Trump Jr.
Yeah, pretty
so
much.
True story. But yeah, we had a lot of fun. Donald Trump Jr. electrified the room. It was a neat little room over the old Quaker Oats factory. You know, mm-hmm. they Quaker Square, they call it now. Very nice facility. You know, there are a few things about it I really like, a few things I really didn't like. You know, they had so many people up on the stage. You know, they had like just too much. They if you were running for, you know, clerk of courts in a city that I never even heard of before, whatever, they introduced you and gave you the fair thing. But I was really surprised, you know, when just introducing the guests, they had more Republican candidates and office holders in Summit County, I think, than we have people in the Republican yeah. Party, at least in Trumbull. It was crazy how many people they had. And they're really making a full go going for mayors and councils and board of elections and school board.
And there was three up there for Congress in within the districts.
There
Max
were.
Miller was there. The one lady's name escapes me. But she's running against who? Martha Fudge's district?
Yep.
Laverne something?
Gore.
She was great.
Very nice.
Very
nice.
She's a widower of Air Force. I think it was Air Force. Her husband was in Air Force. She has three kids that went through West Point. I mean, she's a great, great woman. We have great candidates. We really do. And our best thing, Daddy, is going to be what the Democrats are doing, what they're trying to pull. Because a lot of people are like us. They're outspoken and out front about it.
Right.
A lot of people are just sitting there and says, oh, I'm not going to put up with this. But they have to get out and vote.
Well, I'll tell you, the one thing I learned from that night, more than anything from Donald Trump Jr.'s speech, I mean, everything he said was nail on the head, common sense. You know, how the election was taken, how Democrats operate, just common sense things that are unbelievable that we'd like give a pass to. But the one thing he reiterated to everybody is Republicans are too damn nice.
Yep.
We're too PC. Mm. We're too friendly. We're willing to give everybody a second chance. We're willing to give everybody a pass. We don't want to get dirty. We don't want to get in the mud with things. Mm-hmm. And we overlook things that look like they can become aggressive. We try to take the passive route. Enough is enough.
Well,
and that's what he was saying the other day is Democrats don't play fair.
Well,
Democrats are sheep. And they say, do this. They don't care if they like the marching orders or not. The whole party rallies behind and does it. We need our people to do that a little bit more.
Well, maybe we can inspire yourself, myself, Anthony, the new Republicans, the old Democrats,
right,
that aren't going to be pushed around, that are right. going to open their mouth and say, you know, enough is enough. I mean, I know we're going to talk about this thing with the Indians changing their name. That's totally ridiculous. And you think about it. There's three of us here. Double listed, two more. That's all the seats they have. Eight people. They have eight seats more than us in Congress. And they're setting this agenda. Not only are they setting the agenda, but this agenda, this radical agenda, because they have eight seats. Right. They want to, I mean, that's, we can't let it happen.
Right.
I mean, if this is a motivation to get out and vote in 2022, we might as well pack it in.
Well, and let's go right to that topic then, Anthony. We're going to talk about school board stuff. But part of the reason I wanted you on here is the day they announced the Indians are changing their name to the Guardians. I looked at it like, what the? Mm-hmm. And I looked at Facebook because, of course, it blew up.
Yeah.
And you were vocal out there. And I said, you know what? Always. Anthony feels exactly the same way I do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Bruce Sikowski, sheriff from Portage County, he's the one getting all the news for it.
Oh, yeah.
He released something on his official letterhead, how disgusted he is with it. Mm-hmm. And I guess I'll start out with my stance, and we'll round table this thing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, all my greatest memories in life growing up going to Indians games with my dad.
Yep.
Why? My dad's an Indians fan. Mm-hmm. So that means every holiday, mm-hmm. he's an easy cat. He got Indians tickets for me this year for Father's Day. Mm-hmm. He got Indians jackets for me in the past, Indian shirts, mm-hmm. Indians hats, taking them for the club seats, whatever. You know, that's our team. When I lived in the Cleveland area, that was during the sellouts of the early 90s, 93, mm-hmm. 94, 95, yep. 96, yep. where they had 400 some consecutive sold out things. I was there. I was in the nosebleeds with my friends. Mm-hmm. We were rooting on the tribe. We were at the Jake rooting on the tribe.
Yep.
And I understand changing the name of the stadium. Yeah, that's a business though. Thing. I didn't either. But, I mean, people are paying for that, you know, yeah. and that's okay. I mean, it's a stadium.
Yeah.
But changing the name of our team
yeah.
into the Guardians.
For no reason.
For no reason. And I said, you know what? This is what Republicans are against. Mm-hmm. We don't want monuments coming down. We don't want statues coming down. We don't want history being changed. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why I was so vocal, mm-hmm. and it's a sensitive issue with some Republicans, some, very few, mm-hmm. about changing the name of Mosquito Lake State Park. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't cancel culture. I'm not for that ever. Mm-hmm. Trump's not for that ever. Mm-hmm. So why the hell would we change the name of State Park to Trump State Park when he's the guy who's out there standing next to me, mm-hmm. and his son was standing on the stage telling us that's BS. Mm-hmm. You don't change the name of history. You don't make moves like that. We preserve history. We learn from it. Yeah. We move forward with history. We make it part of us. This Indians thing, you know, what really gets me too is Matt Dolan, who is a state senator in Ohio.
Which he should be there on the.
He is an owner of the yep, Indians. You know, it's a Dolan family. Track. He's an executive with the Indians. Mm-hmm. He wants to run for office after he just changed the name of the team. Yep. Are you kidding?
Well, he got to get the 5 votes of the people.
Let's have Jeffrey Dahmer run for Mayor Akron at the same time we're doing it. What does this guy think? He'll get 1 vote? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's out there shaking hands, thinking he can still do it, buddy. Look in the mirror. You're done. You're toast. Your political career is flushed down the toilet with that big sucking sound that Ross Perot talked about years ago. Yeah. How could you change the name of the team and then you go out and you're meeting with party leaders and you're going around the state saying, should I run for U.S. Senator? Boy, I think the people need me. We don't need you ever. We don't need you for anything. Yeah. Go back to your office in Cleveland. We're done with you.
The support to change the name is so little that did you see anybody saying it was a good idea? Have you heard anybody saying it was a good idea? I mean, it's such a small minority of the people mm-hmm. who I don't even know who they are.
But well, they did that's it. What we do is we cater to the minority.
Absolutely.
Right. But even with this.
That'll be exhausting. I mean, if we do that with everything that bothers everybody, you know, if I say something that bothers you, well, you want to change my speech. You want to change everything I'm talking about. You know, I tell a lot of people, they say, well, you know, some people pick on you. They call you names. I say, look, I've been a Browns fan for my whole life.
Which so you've been picked on your whole life.
Exactly. Plus, Denny, I've been married for 38 years. So sticks and stones and names aren't going to hurt me. I don't understand. You know, I'd like to know who the people were that wanted this change so bad, how that name was so horrible to them. Who are they? They're, like I said, it's such a minority. We don't even know who they are. And they're not vocal. They're not saying yay. The only ones saying yay are the liberals and the cancel culture. Saying we got another one. I think it all started with the rebel
this
flag.
This is a society thing. And it isn't Republican. It isn't Democrat. I'm sure there's society. But it's preserving your history. It's like
we're going to lose everything.
We're proud. Mahoning Valley. What makes us Mahoning Valley is we are proud of our history. We're proud of our heritage. We're proud of how we got here. We're proud of our ancestors. We're proud of the accomplishments of our grandparents and uncles and aunts before us. You know, they're proud of us when you're the first one to go to college, when you're the first one to retire, when you came to America and you got a job and you established roots here. I'm only a generation and a half away from that.
We had a new car. Our family, we had to go show everybody the new car.
Right. That's right. Your neighbors cared about it. It was a big deal. It was a community. You know, so where's the community in this? Where's the community involvement in this type of stuff? Or we're just tossed aside when people can just come and change culture and change things on us without our input.
It's scary because we live in a republic. We're supposed to, you know, it's pretty much the majority rules. We elect somebody to go to Congress and vote how the majority wants them to vote.
Right.
But we haven't had that here since traffic. Nope.
I'm going to limb with this Indians thing. You know, I am sure we're going to have as many Democrats on our side as Republicans. Oh, absolutely. That's not, but I bring politics into it for one reason. The owner of the Indians wants to run for senator as a Republican, and it ain't going to happen on our watch. That's for damn sure.
No, he's definitely a senator.
So that's
for that. There's a guy who's running for governor, too. This guy ain't going to be governor. No, that guy ain't going to be governor. But they could all have hopes and wants and dreams and desires.
They can. He's got the money to go out there and play.
But I'd like to know who's advising these people, saying that this would be a good idea, not just to change the name, but where does it come from? That's what I want to know. Please, somebody tell me who thought that this was a great idea.
Right.
Because it's not.
A small handful of people.
Like I said, it started.
And how long is our memory? I will not go to a Guardians game. I won't go to another Indians game this year. I'm not going to buy any more Indians memorabilia or anything like that. I just don't care anymore. Right. You know, and even the sport of baseball has got to me. America's sport, you know.
With the BLM.
Baseball, apple pie, Chevrolet. That's all changing.
They had the BLM flag on the mounds last year, 2 years ago. Remember, they had it on the back of the. Yep. What the heck is that? Come on. I hear now the National Football League is going to have the black national anthem. There's one national anthem. I'm sorry. It's not the white national anthem. It's certainly not the Italian national anthem. It's a national anthem. But people are still going to go to the games. They're going to play the black national anthem. I guess people are going
to
stand.
I wish we had one of our African-American brothers in here with this, too. Because talk to people with Indian heritage, like Bruce Sikowski's wife. Mm-hmm. She thinks it's ridiculous. You know what I said with this? All right, if there's a problem, if there's a PC problem, Indians, all right, get rid of the goofy-looking
Chief Wahoo. You know, Chief Wahoo. That.
I understand that. Okay, if you think it's goofy, you think we're a character, you know, making that too cartoony. I can understand that a little bit. Or the old Indian with the big, you know, nose, the original Indian. Okay, I see that. Mm-hmm. But, all right, let's honor them the right way. Let's keep them the Indians, and let's take 10% of the proceeds that the Dolans make. Let's build a Native American museum on Lake Erie and talk about the history of Indians in Lake Erie and Lake Erie region and how important they are to Ohio and the region and our country. And let's put that money in and honor the Indians and make that something where Native Americans go to an Indians game, stop at the museum. The average Joes like us can learn from the culture and be able to enhance it. Let's do that. And you think anybody would bitch about that? No. I don't.
Nobody would.
Let's go back one step. You said about Chief Wahoo. They got rid of Chief Wahoo. He was gone already. He was already gone. Now they had to get rid of the Indians. Well, are they going to get rid of the Indians everywhere? Right. Anywhere you see an Indian name? I mean, Indian River Fruit. I see those trucks up and down a highway all the time. They got to get rid of that because it says Indian?
Hey.
Just because it says Indian.
They Spartans got rid of the killed benefit. A whole hell of a lot of people back in the old Roman gladiator days and the Greeks and the Romans.
I don't know. I think
I'm pretty offended by that. I'm pretty offended by them Spartans out there.
Yeah.
How about the Cleveland Brownie, the little guy, the little leprechaun? You know, leprechauns.
I'm offended by
he's
that.
Almost a leprechaun. You might have some leprechauns are pretty pissed off.
I'll tell you what, they probably
can't just
they
will be. What's wrong with just enjoying the sport that's supposed to take away the pain of life? You know, if somebody's struggling, you can watch a game and not have to discuss anything with anybody.
It's not a release anymore. It's not a release anymore from life.
It's everything's politicized. I mean, even the halftime shows, there's been certain people on the halftime shows, and it's been a political statement. It's like, can we just have fun?
The halftime show has been ridiculous. I see you got a bunch of fans up there, Anthony. You got a whole crew out there that's watching us on Facebook today. I've seen a whole bunch of signals. And then earlier, as we scrolled down, I think I can – figure this thing out, maybe not. Oh, there you go. So there's Regina saying, "Hey,
make sure I get
a Pennsylvania package."
Regina, why aren't you here? What's the matter with you?
Yeah, she's she's important. She's one of the important people out there.
Yeah,
And she's out there doing the people's work.
I don't know. She's playing on Facebook. We're over here working. Well, I don't know, we're trying to save the valley.
She wanted to make sure that I mentioned her.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, she's checking in to make sure.
She's got to make sure she checks in.
Going back to the Mosquito Lake, name a section of it or something, like a certain part of the park. You don't have to change. I don't agree with changing the name.
Well, I don't agree with changing the name, period. I don't care if you came up with the greatest name in the world.
Yeah.
Secondly, by naming it Trump, I love Trump. Love Trump. I did two Trump boat parades on Mosquito. Yeah. I love him, but I would think he would agree with me from a business standpoint. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to attract people to your park to make money and have your economy grow in Trumbull County, why do you alienate the people we already know don't like them? Mm-hmm. Why would you do that? Why would we say it's not a Democrat-friendly lake? It sure as hell is.
Yeah.
I'll take the Democratic dollars. Absolutely. I'll take socialistic dollars.
We're going to ask
I'll
for all their votes in
liberal
November.
Dollars if it's coming to my county and it's going to make my homegrown businesses around Mosquito Lake flourish.
Yeah.
And it's going to add to my tax base. And it's going to make us get sewer and water to the northern part of Trumbull County and be able to have restaurants and be able to have a regular infrastructure like Lake should have. Mm-hmm. It's been dogs for so long in the past. I don't care if you're black, white, red, purple, or what your race, creed, anything is. Mm-hmm. I'll take atheist money in my county for tourism and recreation as long as they abide by the rules and have fun and enhance the place.
Right. Yep.
So to do that, say that's like putting up, you know, you think – Would Democrats even have an idea? Let's name it Obama Park, knowing that people may not like that. Knowing that even that's not as electrifying. We don't get so fired up if they would.
No,
but with the Trump thing, it's just too electrifying. It's an open wound. It's a sore spot.
It really
is. And I could relate a lot to the Indians thing. And I said that the other day. Imagine this gut feeling you have when you feel like you got kicked in the nuts last week when they changed the Indians' name. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how we that live around Mosquito Lake feel when you want to change the name of our freaking area. We don't want cancel culture anymore. Woke America's got to go. You know, there's this whole thing, enough is enough. Our kids are pansies.
American history, the good, the bad, whatever, there's good and bad to it. You just can't get rid of it. What's that old saying? If you
ignore history, you'll repeat it.
You're doomed to repeat it. Listen, there was good and there was bad. Leave it alone. It was history.
But it happened. They're trying to make what happened say it never happened.
Well, that's
and they're changing and they're changing what actually happened.
Right.
Well, that's trying to say that the
Ben Shapiro said empathy is bad politics, sympathy is good politics. You can't. You and I and you don't know what happened 200 years ago. We weren't there. We did never experience.
And we're not responsible for it.
And so why are we acting? Why are certain people acting as if it's their struggle when it's not? They're just trying to, it's almost like they're just talking to hear themselves talk.
Right.
And they're not accomplishing anything other than.
There's people out there that just like to stir it.
Yeah.
They're not happy unless they're miserable. We all got an ex-girlfriend that way. They're just not happy unless they're miserable.
Yeah.
We all know that person that misery loves company and they just love making other people miserable all day long. And I think there's people just sit at home and their miserable lives and they just like to stir drama and they like to see drama and they like to throw little bombs in there just to make sure everybody else.
There's always been those people that wanted to do that, but now they're actually making headway. That's what's scary. Look how much they've changed. I mean, Obama said he was going to fundamentally change America. And for some reason he was held in check. Maybe it's because I think we had the House and the Senate a couple of those years, but these last 6 months, this son of a bitch, what he's doing to this country. I mean, he is trying to fundamentally change America.
This is crazy.
And they're letting people are actually, I don't know what else to do. I mean, they charged the Capitol. They called it insurrection and everything else. You know, a huge riot. One person got killed. Nobody knows who shot the unarmed woman. Nobody knows the guy's name. We had riots in the street. You don't see Senate hearings House hearings over that.
No,
they actually burned and pillaged? Were they actually murdered people in the street and beat people in the street?
Flipped police cars
exactly.
over and lit them
All
on
that
fire.
Happened, Are you but kidding without any.
Try doing that in Boardman Township and it would see if it just. If they just let it burn and then give you a pass until you go home.
Killed a retired fire chief or police chief?
Police chief.
He was guarding
doors or whatever.
He was
shot on Facebook Live. They showed him laying there dying.
Yeah.
But
there's nobody's
all this
held accountable for that.
All this we have because we need 8 seats. Out of there's 435. Yeah. Every 2 years there's 435.
We picked up like 15.
If this isn't motivation enough.
I walked out of that thing the other day, and I said to people, I just said it today. As a matter of fact, I just had a conversation. Maybe it was last night. Mm-hmm. If this election was tomorrow, Republicans would be running to the polls. Yeah. Our guys are so fired up still. Yeah. I mean, when you see when you drive around town, I do a lot of traveling for work. I get a big territory. Mm-hmm. And when I go to every county that I'm in, every city that I'm in, and I see as many Trump signs as yards, as I see garden gnomes,
especially
and I
see the country, man,
windmills, and I see waterfalls, and I see wildflowers, mm-hmm. there are Trump signs still everywhere. Was there ever a time in history that after an election was over, did you see any Bush signs after Clinton?
After the election.
I would definitely say we the people are pissed off.
Did you see any Obama signs after Trump got elected? Mm-hmm. You just don't see it. This is the most electrifying thing in our history that we've ever seen. And it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. And people, when you go to a thing in an off year in Summit County and you pay $100 a ticket to go to it,
and
you got 1,000 people there, mm-hmm. and people looking just to stand in the back, standing room only, just to get a view of the former president's son, just to hear his voice
in
live.
In Akron, Ohio. Like Youngstown, Ohio people. I mean, that's the same.
I'm looking around here. I'm like, how the hell did Tim Ryan win Akron? Yep.
I know.
How did Tim Ryan get any votes in Akron? I thought Akron was, they make it out like that's the Democratic armpit of the state.
That's his theme.
I saw more Republicans there than I realized were anywhere in Northern Ohio, let alone just in Akron. Mm-hmm. It was crazy.
To that, I'd like to see the Democrats bring in one of their top speakers or whatever, and just see. I mean, I don't think Joe Biden could come and put 1,000 people in Mahoning County. I don't think if they invited Biden, I don't think he could put 1,000 people.
Biden was in Cincinnati a couple of days before, and they couldn't fill up a cafeteria auditorium.
And this guy got 80 million votes. I hate to believe that the election was stolen. I hate to say it was stolen. But something sure ain't right.
There was shady stuff, not everywhere.
No.
Like, I believe in Ohio, we had it right. I believe Frank LaRose did his job here in Ohio. But even now, I still think he's a little loose. I think we need voter ID. I think we need identification when you go to vote.
Can we talk about our last primary in Ohio?
Sure.
Mike DeWine came in, and I was on the phone with the whole time with Don Manning, mm-hmm. texting back and forth because mm-hmm. I actually wanted to be part of the election. I signed up to be a poll worker. I was going to be a judge or whatever it was. So I said, "Are we voting tomorrow or not?" He goes, "Absolutely." Don Manning, in case anybody didn't know, Don Manning loved being what he did. He loved being part of it. And he told, I mean, he'll tell any of his friends or anybody would ask him. There was no hiding there. You talk about transparency and being open. Don would tell you everything. And you could tell him anything. I argued and fought with him over a gas tax. And like that week, I was going to be the MC at a party he was having at the fireplace. I said, "You don't want me with a microphone?" He goes, "Yes, I do." I said, "I'm pissed off at you. You don't want me to tell people how I feel about you." He goes, "Yes, I do. I trust you." He goes, "I know you're mad at me. It's okay." I mean, that's just the kind of guy he was. And that's where we're sorely lacking. I mean, we got Rui now. We got Catrona. We need more. We need more guys like that. We need guys like
that. And these guys are building respect.
They are. They are.
They're earning it.
Manning, in the short time he did, that's what he, that's what
he broke the ceiling. He broke the ice. And then we get Rui and a Catrona in there.
Absolutely.
And we got to build on that. We got to build on that everywhere. And that's another thing made me realize the other day when I was at that thing in Summit County. I'm thinking, like, it's real hard for me to get all pumped up about a school board election. Just being honest with you. Mm-hmm. I don't have kids.
You want to take this outside?
No. Here's one. Right, school board.
I'm not I'll a sell tickets. Person.
Hey, we're making a fundraiser. We'll call it the McKinley Cigar Club fundraiser.
That's it. But, because I pay taxes and it's like, school, but then I'm looking at things now from different color glasses. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying, I buy archery equipment for the schools that want to have archery in the schools. And I'm watching the scene in the Olympics and there's Olympic archery. And it made me think, I'm like, I spent tens of thousands of dollars on bows and arrows for schools. And the biggest problem we have is superintendents or gym teachers saying, "Nope, not in our school. We're not shooting bows and arrows." We still have some schools that shoot riflery. Mm-hmm. Howland High School has a shooting team, shoot 22s. Mm-hmm. And I looked on the other day in the Olympics, and guess what? We got a air gun and a 22 competition in the Olympics. These kids are getting scholarships to go to Ohio State and Naval Academy and West Virginia University and places shooting a 22 rifle that they learned how to do in high school.
Right.
They're getting their scholarships paid for. And I'm looking at this, I'm like, you know what? The only way the schools that I fund have school boards that understand it and get it, and they're not afraid of wussy sports. They're not afraid, oh my goodness, we're going to have a bow and arrow in our gym class. Mm-hmm. They're ones that get it. And then the school board members, they pick the superintendents and then the employees, they're the administrators. And you can have a guy who's a real liberal snowflake running your school, or you can have somebody that is old school in a sense or understands things that's more on the conservative side of things. Right. So it made me think, I'm like, damn, school boards maybe are a little bit important. And then I heard the other day about improvements. I think it was Newton Falls. They're asking that they want to do some enhancements on their scoreboard. They want to do some enhancements on their gymnasium. And it made me think, I'm like, a small little city like Newton Falls, that's kind of a community. You don't have a whole bunch of schools there. You got one. Right. So the community is tied in with it, whether it's a city council member, a mayor, or a school board. They all got to really enhance their school because that's the future in the face of their community they live in. And it made me think, well, yeah, you need new building, you need new roofs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need a school board that is going to be forward thinking enough to bring in new things while preserving the old. Mm-hmm. And again, that comes down to the school board member that's voting on whether he's got common sense or not, Aaron, whether he wants to turn these kids into a bunch of snowflakes and not be on the favor of tradition at all. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of that comes into play.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, damn, I got new respect for Anthony Buckman running for school board.
Yeah.
Because I never realized that before. You know, it was always basically, you know what they do? I understand that a little bit, but give me your two cents. With you're running for board of the school board.
Correct. So, I'm in the trades. I'm in Local 396. And that is something that needs addressed heavily right now. I agree with what you're saying with the shooting, the archery. I think all that should be mixed in with school up through high school. You never know if you're going to get a scholarship for something. You have no idea what can help you out. The trades are hurting right now. We don't have anybody on the bench. We're shorthanded at work. A lot of people are shorthanded with COVID. I get that.
Right.
But we need people.
That's a career job. That's just not a job you go to get paid. That's a career.
Right. Correct. So, you know, I'll have a pension, all that good stuff. You do a 5-year apprenticeship, pay your dues, and you come out, number one, not in debt. Number two, with a very good education where you can travel all over the country. If you wanted to move right now to Arizona or Florida or Virginia or Montana, you're always going to need refrigeration, heating, and air conditioning. That's why I'm a plumber and pipe fitter by trade, but that's what I do is commercial refrigeration. I think we've pushed college for so long, we lost sight of what truly is important, and it's the quality of life of each individual child. They're going to school. All of a sudden, they're $40,000 in debt, and they don't have a major.
Right.
And they drop out. And guess what? You still owe that money.
Well, they have a major, and it's in something where they're never going to get a career in.
Right.
I worked as a wildlife officer.
Mm-hmm.
And the first interview I went for was for a wildlife technician. Okay.
Okay.
I'm in college. I got a degree in wildlife biology from West Virginia. And I'm applying as I'm getting ready to graduate. I applied for a wildlife technician.
Okay.
I failed that test so miserable. My parents paid, you know, 5 years of college. I get a $50,000-$60,000 piece of paper on the wall. And you know why? Because when I went in there, they wanted to know about changing the oil on a tractor. They wanted to know about revolutions of PTO on a hooking up a trailer and brush hogs and maintenance of things that you do with your hands.
That's me.
So what you're saying is even though you're educated, you couldn't fix a sandwich.
I'm the guy that goes to Valvoline, beeps the horn, they open the door, I go in and give my credit card. So that's God's honest truth. Yeah. And I always said, well, I worked with this, so I didn't have to work with these. Well, that's bullshit because I there's no way in the world I could have been a wildlife technician. Those guys that work in the field that know what they're doing, that know how to hook the equipment up to a tractor, that know how to fix a tractor when it breaks down in the field. That's the real guys running the show. Fortunately, there's the other side of things. There's the administrative side or the law enforcement side, and I fit perfectly into that and got hired as a wildlife officer doing that. And I never had to. You know, we had wildlife technicians in the field doing that stuff.
Right.
But it gave me an eye opener that, man, I can't weld. Mm-hmm. You know, these guys will take, I don't even own a toolbox. So, but that's okay.
I got so fortunately, many tools I can hand
I got into a job where I can hand you a credit card because there's an Anthony out there that can do that.
Yeah.
And, but we are seeing that right now. I just heard before I got here. Mm-hmm. I was out at Squaw Creek and swimming, just spending a day, taking a little day off today.
Yeah.
And I was talking with someone after that and the waitress where I stopped after, picked up some signs. The waitress was talking to me, said they had an employee that was there the other day and started crying. His work was so hard. It was one of the people that were laid off for a long time. Geez. And so she was talking to him, and I'm like, these kids these days. She's like, kids? She's like, this guy was 42. I said, what? 42? But he lived off of the unemployment, this, that. Finally comes back to work, and it was too hard for him. That's the society that we're creating with these kids. If we don't have trades, my goodness. Yeah. I need – when I beep the horn of Valvoline, I need somebody to open that door or my car is not running. Mm-hmm. I need somebody to do the maintenance on my tractor at home or the maintenance on my lawnmower. Mm-hmm. I need somebody to balance my tires and put them on. Mm-hmm. And we're not getting it with this young group of kids we have today.
The company I work for, I've actually been with them about 28 years, City Machine Technologies.
Oh, you work?
Yeah, I do. I got working man's hands. Well, I drive a truck. We do it. We have some highly skilled people to fix this stuff.
I've been in there.
And it's and I'm telling you, we can't hire anybody. Right. There's no kids that want to, I got to be here every day at 7 o'clock and ready to work. Yes, that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
You have to. He used to say, if you could fix a lawnmower, we'll teach you to be a mechanic. But you have to have some, some ability.
Right.
But we had shop class. Right. Tony Roncone taught it at Cardinal Mooney. And I don't know what I was doing. I was doing
Danny, they don't have any skills.
Art or something like that. I didn't take it. I should have.
Guys can't change a tire. I mean, simple task. You bring them in. But the pool is so small.
Well, we learned too. We had the oil and gas boom in Ohio 6-7 years ago. And we had jobs paying $30, $40 an hour and up. And we had to import people from Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Texas to come work these jobs because we were caught with our pants down because we didn't have a labor force that had skilled trades. The unions, I mean, I love the union guy. I love the trade guy, Marty Loney at the building trades. Fantastic guy, Mooney guy.
96,
and he's one of them guys that went the route of making sure there's jobs for his guys. And so he's got to be looking at this stuff too, saying, man, we need more and more of this stuff. We need more and more. So I understand your point. So is that your platform, I guess?
So I got more than that, actually. So my mom was a nurse. And when we were kids, we always heard, go clean your room, stat. Go do this, stat. So I'm playing off of that. So, and I'll leave one here if you
sure,
can put it on here. But so it's safety, transparency, accountability, and trades. That's my platform. Starting with the safety, there was a young child who got a note stapled to him.
Right.
This was earlier this year.
Yeah.
McCade is his name. I've met his mother. I've met his aunt. Great people. If they would have handled it properly, I probably wouldn't have much of a leg to stand on with this. They gave this teacher's aide the opportunity to resign instead of firing her. And I've heard why. They didn't want to get into a big legal battle.
Right.
Well, that frustrates me greatly. Schools have attorneys on retainer. Something happens, you get them involved. Nobody should walk away unscathed with this. When you do something wrong, you get in trouble for it. You get punished.
Consequences.
There's consequences.
I've seen that with cops.
Yeah.
A lot of times the cops, they get rid of a guy in the department because he's bad, he's dirty, they wash him out, and he turns up somewhere else.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be allowed to happen.
Yeah, so by her, and I agree 100%, she resigned. To my understanding, I haven't looked lately, but she still has her credentials. Why?
Clearly, shouldn't be around children.
Right. That's the first time that it was on paper that she did something.
Right.
Well, I've talked to other parents that said, no, she's been pretty unruly before. It was just swept under the rug. So that goes to, with accountability and transparency, if every child should feel safe in school.
Absolutely.
From any bullying, whether it's teachers,
in today's day and age, safety has got to be first and foremost.
I talked to another young lady. She's going to be a senior. One teacher she had made it almost impossible to get she had a 4.0 all the way through, gets to this class and struggles a little bit. As far as I'm concerned, as an educator, you make sure As long as they come to you, you can't help. You can lead a horse to water, you can't make them drink. But if that student comes to you and says, "Hey, I'm having problems," you don't wait. So my son went through it. My daughter was actually never had a problem, but there's so much. The system in and of itself is I can agree with it, but there's little tweaks that need to happen. Doesn't have to happen every year, every day, but you have to recognize, hey, this is a problem.
Right.
What can we do to streamline this so this never happens again? He was a special needs child, McKay. So you put cameras in special needs rooms. I don't know where with the intimate details, but when somebody can't speak for himself.
And that all comes down to, as a school board member, helping appropriate where the budget goes or having input on that type of stuff.
Okay. Yeah, right. And if you have to go to the state for some more funds, you can't keep going to the locals, the property owners, from continuing more taxes, raising taxes. I'm a Republican. I'm for less taxes, less government. I went down to Columbus and I saw how massive it is. That's taxes from all over the state that paid for that. They've forgotten that there's other places. Boardman's, as a township, is like the 11th largest out of 1,300 in Ohio. And we are struggling horribly. The gas tax, the sales tax goes to Columbus. We get a little piece of the pie. We generate a lot of revenue in Boardman. A lot. More than most, I think.
That's the retail capital of the region.
The region. So, and I know that they're trying to work on a formula. There's a formula existing, but they need to revamp it because it's outdated. Right. And if they do that, great, grand, wonderful. I hope I'm a part of that. But we changes need to be made. We got to see where every penny is spent at all times. I know you can print out your...
Well, we're on the S. Let's not jump ahead too far.
So, but in regards to safety, I think that anything that happens should be handled on that basis, not one set rule that if this person does this, then this happens. You handled it appropriately. This person should have been fired. I don't care what the precedent has been before. She did this. She stapled a note to a kid, whether it's hair or head. That's evil, and they didn't want to get into a legal battle. Right. Well, I'll get into that legal battle with you.
Right.
So. But that's
electrifying some of our fans there on
that's Shelly right
on
there.
Facebook.
That's Shelly Myers. That's her son McKay right there.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, we wish the best with that situation. Okay, now the T. You got the S.
So tea. Transparency, no more issues swept under the rug. And that goes back to even that. You know, because there was with that teacher's aide, there's been issues before that were just not handled appropriately. So I think all the part of that is you serve the kids. I think the kids' safety, the kids' well-being should be top of the list.
Right.
And then everything else. So let's see. In regards to like the meetings, so transparency for me would be making myself available as often as possible to talk to parents. Not everybody can make these meetings. It's once a month. You get a handful. Sometimes you get 20. Going online, whatever, and saying, "Hey, this is what's going on this month. If anybody has any questions, problems, concerns, comments, here's our number. Just call. We'll meet with you." So stuff like that. Not keeping.
Of course, we need transparency in all forms of government. Right. The school board is a form of government. Yeah.
And I think for years I used to think the federal government, oh, that's the top of the no. Local is where it's at. Local is more important than federal because that's where you develop relationships. Most federal people don't have relationships with their constituents. It's a whole.
And that's where you can get the most bang for your buck. I mean, if there's an issue with the school board, you call your school board member, you call your congressman. Number one, Tim Ryan is not going to answer the phone. But, I mean, locally, where you could actually reach out and touch him and see him, that's all about local.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got the ST.
So accountability, no matter who you are, whether you're school board, principal, superintendent, teacher, and I get the teachers union is a very powerful thing. When you screw up, you suffer the consequences for it. You're accountable for your actions. You're there to teach, to educate our children. Period. End of conversation. Not given your own agenda, your own personal beliefs or whatever. This is what you do. So you got to be accountable for teaching those kids to prepare them when they graduate. And I don't see a lot of that happening. I've talked to quite a few kids that, you know, they went through school, they graduated, don't know what they want to do. Going back and adding to that would be the trades. I think come senior year, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you go to school. Tuesday, Thursday, you go to night school through the union, the trades. And you, once you graduate, you're already a second year apprentice. And you got 4 more years to go and you're a journeyman by the time you're 22, making $30 to $40 an hour with no debt.
Is there anything in the union that allows that now?
I gotta find out. I don't see why they wouldn't.
Yeah, they let you take college courses while you're still correct. In high school.
Sometimes
so why wouldn't they let you take trade courses or whatever?
College courses. Right.
Right. That makes
But they push sure. college. They push college.
That's too good of an idea, Anthony. It's not going to work. Never works. Too good.
It will work. There's my wife.
There
my
you
son's
go.
Watching.
Fantastic.
Get to work, Jacob. But yeah, you know, I'm still learning a lot of things. I got introduced to the party 5 years ago through Tom and Don, and I watched for a few years, and now it's my time to put myself out there.
And when are like starting out on school boards? You know, Mike Rulli started out on a school board in Latonia.
Yeah, I talked to him about that.
So
yeah.
He's worked his way up, and look at the grade that he's doing now from what he learned on the school board.
And that man, that man works so hard. He's down in session. He's up in Austintown running the store. He's got a family.
He's still doing school board stuff, I hear, too.
You ever notice he's looking more and more like Abraham Lincoln? Did you ever see his face?
Yeah, he does. He does.
Looking more and more like Abe Lincoln.
How does anybody have that kind of...
I love him. I don't know where he gets it.
He looks like Abraham.
He does.
He's the Energizer Bunny on all sorts of good stuff. You know what I mean? He just goes and goes and goes and goes. And I looked at Don. I even looked at Tom. I mean, all of them guys. I watch how
takes a village.
Yeah, it does. One man can make a difference, but it takes a community or a village to make it all happen.
Right. And we got a movement going on here. And Anthony, we wish you the best of luck. Anthony Bookman, Boardman School Board. When is the election?
November 2nd.
November 2nd.
November 2nd.
So just it's like this year's election.
This year's election.
And school board does matter. So tell your friends, people that are listening, you know, if you got someone has a kid in the Boardman school system, send it on Messenger. Take today's show. Send it on Messenger and tell them to watch this guy. That trades thing, Anthony, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
They're needed.
I don't know where we went away from that. I don't know how we went away from that.
Because we pushed college for so long. It was like the thing to do. Even when I was a kid, my mom, and I love my mother. She might be watching right now. Go to college. You got college. You got trades. You got military. My stepson, who I am so proud of, just signed up for the United States Navy. He wants to be a Navy diver. So he starts December 1st. He's training now for it. He's already blowing away the field because he's a swimmer and a boxer. His stamina, this kid can go run for 5 miles and it's like no big deal to him.
Yeah, I run for half a mile.
I come home going, oh my God.
I got the don't run unless someone's chasing you.
Absolutely. Right. And I but carry
There's so many things that you can do. I mean, trades can mean different things.
Yeah.
Military is a way to go. I hear people complain about it. I want free college. If you go to and serve your country, guess what? You got the GI Bill. You can go to school. Go. But you got to serve.
Were you military?
I was U.S. Navy, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. My dad was Navy. Everybody else was Army. My grandfathers were both Army. My uncle's Army. We were the only ones who strayed.
And I believe you need to do something, whether you go to college.
Yeah.
Whether you go to trade school.
Yeah.
Whether you go to the military. Mm-hmm. Kids, when they graduate high school, should do something. Staying at home, to me, is not an option. Staying local,
because
you're going to miss your friends, is not an option. You need to go out and get a taste of the world out there to really decide who you are and what you want to do.
I went to the Navy and went over to Europe. And how many people can say I went to Europe for a few months and didn't have to pay for it?
Right.
You know what I mean? Right.
I don't know what you want until you see it, until you get a chance to experience it.
Yeah. I mean, this country, there's 50 states with a whole bunch of – I want to go to Montana. I want to go badly to Montana. For some reason, I see the pictures. I see the layouts, and I'm like, that's me.
My son's best friend moved out to Bozeman, Montana to be a bricklayer. I don't know how he found it, but he just came back for for a family reunion. But he loves it. Loves
Montana. Montana.
Well, he's done.
We need a few more – conservative.
He went to Moody kid. He's a good kid.
Yeah. So, you know, if people need to get a hold of me, it's anthonyforohio.com or 330-261-0737. But message me if you have a question, if you have a comment, if you want to know something, Even if you want to elaborate more, get more information on my issues.
How do they do school board? Are there incumbents? Is it certain races? Is it?
It's a nonpartisan race. So there's three up this year, and it's the top three vote getters.
That's it.
Yep.
How many running?
Three. All three are up and running. Yeah. John Landers, Vicki Davis, and John.
So there'll be four in a race with yourself.
Yeah, and I think there's one other one right now. I've heard that Sarah Russell is got her petitions, but I don't know. She did anything with him yet, so there could be five.
Well, I like your stat. That's a great program. I've never seen anybody so devoted in a school board race as what you've been doing. You've been talking about this for more year and a half. You deserve this. You've earned this.
Yeah,
and by your hard work you've done so far, I've never met anybody that cared so much as you do about this. And that's a testament to you really wanting to make change.
And it's because I experience it. You know, we can't find anybody off the bench to come work. You know, we had a kid. He's from Akron. We wanted to hire him. He's paying out of pocket $600 a month for health benefits. I don't know if they're making it up in his pay or whatever, but it would be covered through us.
There's got to be,
you know, so, but nobody, we can't find
just in Boardman High School. There's probably 30 kids right now that would excel with that opportunity if they're given it.
Absolutely.
Future pipe fitters, future electricians.
Yeah. And that's why I got to go talk to Marty at 396, and I'm going to have all that before even the election.
Absolutely.
I'm swamped at work right now. I'm past 4 or 5 weeks of 60 plus hours. I'm beat. I came home today early, and I'm like, I'm going to take an hour nap so I can.
Does the school board have a position on masks? Where they're at, what they want to do, or what they're going to do?
I haven't heard anything yet. I should go on their. Actually, I'm going to go on their website tonight and see if they have.
Has Boardman in class 5 days a week this year?
They ended up being there. Yeah, they ended up Monday through Friday with Wednesday at remote, and then they went to full time. So they should be going back to full time.
I have cousins with young kids and stuff in Canfield and everything. Yeah. They says you got to get to the school board meeting.
We're a generation of dummies.
Here's my take on the masks. If you want to wear a mask at school, wear a mask.
Well, that and even the remote learning, that's putting it on the parents.
My stepson hated
They're not trained teachers.
No, my stepson hated remote learning.
It seems like
that one day really set him off because you need Monday through Friday. You need to have that
structure.
You do. And trust me, there's a lot of parents out there
that
can't figure out ninth grade algebra. That's an answer.
I couldn't start over.
So what are you going to do? Stick them at home with those poor parents? I mean, that was horrible. Absolutely horrible. That's what I say. We're going to have a generation of kids that think you don't have to work, generation of kids that think there's handouts. Now we're getting ready with this other stimulus that these parents are getting because they have kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, I fear for our future.
I'd love to know where this money comes from. I'd love to know where they're printing the money. I'd love to know where it comes from. Well, I said the other day, they have all this money.
Inflation.
I got a buddy at work. He's 67 years old. He's another truck driver. He's got to keep working at 67. Till his wife's old enough to get on Medicaid because they wouldn't be able to afford with his Social Security and what money he had in his 401, they would have been able to afford for him to retire. Now he's 67 years old, but you're giving healthy young men and women $600, $300 extra a month because they have a child. What about the people that worked all their lives and paid for all this stuff? All, you know what I mean? Yep. But this government, this administration finds that, well, the future voters will get them now. We'll give you $600. Tim Ryan's bragging. Oh, I got you an extra $600 a month. Then, of course, he's saying too. He's for the cops.
Oh, by the time they get old enough, they start realizing.
What I'm saying is,
he'll be retired.
The people like, I'm not that close yet. I'll be retired in 10 years or whatever. But how about the people that can't retire? They have to keep working so they can pay their benefits. And the government says, well, we're going to make Social Security later because there's no money. But wait a minute. Here's an extra $600 a month. And Joe Biden says, I got them $600 a month per kid. Come on, people. If you can't see, if you don't turn this freaking country red in the next election, then it's lost.
The time is now. Elections aren't until every November we have them. But 2022 is going to be a big year.
Deal, yeah.
We're going to have the congressional races. Mm-hmm. We're going to have the Senate.
We should have the lines drawn here.
Governor.
Well, that's one thing. Everything's kind of like
up in the air.
Up in the air. What happens? So even there's some people I heard may run, may not run. It's all going to depend on where the districts are cut. You know, or do we have a 13th district? Do we have do we have a district for Mike Rulli to run in for Congress? Well, do we not? Do we have Bill Johnson take over all of Youngstown? Do we have David Joyce take over all of Trumbull? We don't know yet. And then when that happens, then we'll figure out, well, where's Loychuk's district? Where's the new district that that Nick Santucci is going to win, going to be at? Where's Al Quattrona's district? You know, those are things that are up in the air.
Yeah.
And we'll have some updates on that in coming weeks.
When is that going to be? They're supposed to be like by November.
September is what they say, September 10th. But they're behind on it. When you talk to any legislator, it seems like everybody's dancing around it. They're all a little
sort of like they're not going to have a primary in May. They said that because you need so long.
We got to put pressure on the governor, and we got to put pressure on the secretary of state to make sure elections stay as they are. We don't want any more extra voting time. We don't want any more delay it again, because that does nothing but benefit the lazy ones that aren't ready to go. We will. You know, we're gonna win as long as the rules don't change and as long as we don't get hijacked again.
Yeah.
You know, and I see it, I feel it. We're ready to go. We're electrified. Mm-hmm. Nobody's out there moving to Canada. Nobody on our side is out there trying to disrupt the government or do any of that stuff that the Democrats threaten to do every year, every time we get a Republican in. But we are biding our time. We're waiting. We're spreading the word. We're collecting the seats that we can on school boards and city councils and mayoral races and you know, city of Warren, we got three Republicans running. You know, we need city council members. When I saw that in Akron the other day, and they talked about how many city council members in Stowe, Hudson, Barberton, Coventry, they were like all Republicans. I'm like, damn, we got nobody in Warren. Not one single Republican.
So we
got a little bubble in there of poverty and depression and ill will and just horribleness. And then we got these dots of red coming that, you know, the cavalry's on the way, but it's not here yet. You know, we got to get rid of the career same names. Then we got to get rid of the Hagans in Youngstown. We got to get rid of the O'Briens in Trumbull County. You know, we got to get rid of the people, the same old, same old, same old recycling again. You know, they can't do any worse. So why not give us a try? You're already
like President Trump said. What the hell do you have to lose? Right.
I was going
to
say he had 17 people running against Trump, but he goes, "Give me 4 years. What do you got to lose?" Like you said, and look what we had for four years.
You know, 4 years of rain. Look at the gas pumps. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just absolutely look at the gas pumps.
I want to throw a couple names out. Steve Jones.
Yes,
he's going to be running for Mahoning County Commissioner next year.
And absolutely love the guy. Yep. Cannot wait to see that happen.
YSU football star.
Yeah. But a good guy. Good guy. You know, he's got good kids. I met his daughter.
In case you thought they knew the name. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Not just because he played football.
I talked to a guy on the phone last night that's a Democrat that absolutely loves Steve Jones.
Yep. Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Steve Jones is more, he's more common sense stuff, but he's also a moderate. I mean, he wants to get the job done. He wants to make the necessary changes that this area needs. And then Richard Vince Hill is running for mayor as well.
Yep.
Another friend of mine who I've met, I met him last year through Steve and Joe Pinchero.
So we got guys in the bullpen. We got guys in the minor leagues working their way up right now.
And they're, you know what? And we have to be supportive.
In the on-deck circle.
Yeah, we have to be supportive of those who are willing. Listen, not that I want to toot my own horn. Do I have help? Absolutely. I've had people help me make the Vistaprint, but a good friend of mine made the what do you call these things? Like
flyers.
The flyers or
leaflets.
Leaflets. David Burnham's his name. So I've had help, but it takes me putting myself out there to get that job done.
Right.
I can't expect people just to say, "Hey, why don't you go door knocking for me?" I don't feel like it. You know, I'm not saying that's exactly what happens, but I'm the guy. I'm the one running for office. I'm the one who has to prove myself. And that's what I'm doing. I'm not going to slow down. If I lose, I'm still not going anywhere. This is what I want to do this. I want to do this badly.
Well, we need you to do this, Anthony Bookman. So we appreciate you jumping into service. Gino, of course, we appreciate everything that you do on a daily basis. Gino is like our mascot. He's the mascot for the Republican Party.
It's the beard.
Mahoning County.
It's the Sean Connery beard.
Is that what it is?
Soleimani had a beard like this. He got a missile, so I don't know.
Gino's over to celebrity, too. The other day, we had Donald Trump Jr. Uh-huh. We had Brad Parscale, which ran Trump's campaign.
Yeah.
He's electrifying. People saw him. We're like, oh, and then there were people over there saying, hey, Gino, is that the truck driver from Youngstown?
Yeah.
So you know, he's getting a little name for himself outside of the valley too. Like the guy we see on Fox News. I think that's him. So Hour goes quick, guys. Hour goes quick.
No, this was. I want to do this more often.
This is fun. This is fun. And to our listeners out there, thank you. Regina and I will both be back in studio next week. And I'm telling you, I can't let the cat out of the bag yet because, you know, you just can't jinx yourself. But
just in case.
We got
a good one.
The next 2 weeks, you're going to want to listen in on Tuesday at 5. You're going to want to set your alarm right now. Go to your iPhone and set it for turning red. Yeah, tell Siri.
Hey, it's always set. You're always
set the alarm for 5 o'clock next Tuesday and every Tuesday. And you're listening to Turning Red here on Youngstown Studios. Make sure you share the show, please, because we get people to watch, but then we'll get hundreds, if not thousands, to watch throughout the week when they have time.
Yep.
And if you've got a kid, especially in school board, and if you're a school board member yourself, it doesn't have to be in your school district, but you might want to ask your school board member, hey, what about trades? I heard this guy on the Youngstown Studios radio show. And he's talking about putting trades back in school. He's talking about working with the unions to get these kids jobs when they get out. That is just an unbelievable plan.
And it's it's not
that's
just
a plan to get someone elected congressman.
As somebody who works
that's a plan that's ridiculously good.
I work at a machine shop, like I said, service industry. We have motor winding, mechanics, machinists, welding, guys that balance. It's all skill trades. That's millwrights. It's all skill trades, and it's all something that could be learned. And the money is very good too. It's not. It's well, you can make $15 an hour now. Working at McDonald's, I understand, thanks to Joe Biden.
If we can only make some of your union brothers a little bit more conservative, let their leadership understand the party just a little bit more.
Danny, I got family in the trades.
We all do. For Trump. It's the leaders that hold it back, and leaders held me from getting. I went for a union endorsement when I ran for commissioner, and my love of Trump hurt me. Yep. You know, it was one of the things. But I'm missing Trump right now. Yeah, I'd rather have jobs, and so we'll see what happens.
Don Manning had some support through some of the unions.
I support him 100%. Whether they like me or not, I didn't care.
Yeah,
I want jobs for these guys. That's I want pipelines going up Bezetta Road and 46 along Mosquito Lake.
Yep.
I want new construction. I want electrical work being done in all those areas. I want new development. In a lot of the areas of Trumbull County, we all want that.
And that is happening. That is happening in a lot of places. It's just not here. If you drive outside of Youngstown, outside of Warren,
Cranberry, Pennsylvania.
Oh my God!
I got a cousin just got a job working the power lines, power for the power company. Yep. He had to go work over in Cranberry.
Yep.
You know, not here in Ohio, but he had to go to the Penn Power or whatever it is over there. Great job though. Mm-hmm. Didn't go to college. Went to the school there for power, learned how to do, be a climber and all that stuff, utility guy. Yep. He's going to make a killing. He's making a great living for a 20-some-year-old kid.
Yep.
You know, 20-some-year-old kid, he's going to make more money than I made when I was 40.
Yeah, $35, $40 an hour. Easy.
Right.
And he works his way up into the upper management. That's easy six figures.
Well, they didn't give us a hook yet, but I think the hook's coming. So, guys, let's wrap her up here. Again, Gino DeFabio, thank you so much. Anthony Bookman, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
And Mahoney County Republican Party, go to your Facebook site. Gino, you're all over
Turning
Facebook.
Red, we got to save America. That's what we're here for.
That's right. That's
the new one. That's the new one. That's from the Trump store.
Hard work.
From the Trump store. Made in America.
God bless. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. If you like our programming, we invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow our Facebook page, or subscribe to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify. This is original Youngstown content, and we would appreciate you sharing the videos and the word about us. Thank you.